name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one more time, give him a hand clap of praise in this place. Hallelujah. Praise your name. And you may be seated. Jesus' life and ministry were marked by prayer. Before he spoke to men, he prayed. Before the day began, we find Jesus praying. And people would always ask that question, well, why is Jesus praying if he's the Almighty God? And you know, I prayed for an answer for that for years. I know what we have is truth. I know what we have is facts, and that can be found in the Word of God, that Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, that Jesus was the Spirit of God robed in a fleshly body. We understand that. I know that. That's settled in my heart and in my mind. But people always ask, well, why does Jesus pray? And for years, I didn't quite comprehend it, but I ended up with a situation in my own personal life where my father wound up in the ICU and my brother wound up in the ICU at the same time for two different reasons, but they were in the hospital around the same time in critical condition. And my dad reached out to me and asked me to pray. And of course, I was going to pray anyway. And so I set aside some time to go pray. And when I went to go pray, I felt this heaviness that came upon me, the heaviness in my spirit, a heaviness that felt like it couldn't be shaken. And it felt like somebody was going to die. And so I would say that was like a spirit of death. So there was a heaviness that I felt in my fleshly body. Amen. And so anytime I go through something, I will always allow that to push me into the presence of God. And so as I begin to feel that weight, I don't shy away from it. I don't try to run from it, but I lean into it. But I lean into it in the presence of God. And so as I take that weight and I say, God, you have to intervene on this situation. You have to move. There's a dire situation in my family's lives today, and it's not looking good. And so, you know, I entered into an intercessory prayer in that little prayer closet. And this is what I'm talking about today. Being able to pray through until you break through. Hallelujah. Whenever you go through something today, whatever it might be, you need to be able to pray and to not stop praying until you get a hold of God. Until something changes, till something breaks. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been in some situations and circumstances where if God didn't come through, so it was not going to be a good situation. And so I've allowed those things to push me into the presence of God, and I would refuse to leave until God responded. And you've got to get in your heart and in your mind that type of pursuit of the things of God, because He has already purchased for you healing. He's already purchased for you victory today. He's already purchased for you by His blood. Hallelujah. Victory in the Spirit. And there's a way that you can tap into the presence of God and have a peace that passes all understanding today. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you need to learn to press. You need to learn to pray through until you break through. Hallelujah. When I come up out of that prayer closet and I know for a fact that the power of God showed up in a special way, I had this peace. I had this peace that I couldn't even explain, not even to other people. And so I left there and went straight to the hospital, walked into the prayer rooms and not to the prayer room, but into their rooms. And I said, I'm going to pray, and everything's going to be okay. they're still in the ICU. They're still hooked up to the different machines and things. I had a scheduled planned trip that I was leaving on. And so technically, I should have canceled those and stayed there with my family. But God gave me a peace in that prayer closet. He gave me a peace. And so I knew that it didn't matter what happened, that God's will was going to be done. And that's exactly what I said. I'm going to pray. Everything's going to be all right. God's given me a peace. There was no healing that took place right then and there. But by the time I left the prayer room, you would think by the time you show up at the hospital, oh, they're going to be walking out. That didn't occur. It still wasn't looking good whenever I showed up. But God. And I laid my hands on them and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Everything's going to be all right. Kept it simple and short. And went on my trip. I had peace the whole time. And both of them, obviously, most of you are aware, they came out of that situation. And I'm just trying to tell you today that you've got to find a prayer closet to whenever you go through some things. Many of you seasoned saints, you've already got this down pat. You've already got it down pat. But there are those that are amongst us that have not grabbed a hold of this principle yet. And every time that they seemingly go through something, they want to grab a hold of an elder. They want to grab a hold of a pastor. They want to begin to blame somebody else. Hallelujah. But God is trying to mold you and position you to give you a testimony that you would have never had before. And I'm trying to tell somebody today that you need to pray through until there is breakthrough. If you need financial provision, pray through until there's breakthrough. If you have a disease that you're fighting, pray through until there is breakthrough in the spirit and you can stand up knowing that God is in full control, that no matter what happens, the outcome is going to work together for your good. And you have access to that type of victory today. You have access to that type of power today. But it's up to you to tap into it. You've got to be like the lady that's pushing through the crowd to grab a hold of the hem of his garment. I don't care what I've got to press through. I'm going to touch God today. I'm going to touch Jesus today. My family's going to have victory. There's going to be life and not death. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody's got to learn to pray through until you break through. And what is it going to take? What is it going to take? Hallelujah. On your behalf, does that mean that you got to push away the plate? Does that mean you got to push away some of the entertainment that's been captivated, that you've been captivated by? What is it that you've got to push away and say, I'm going to touch God? I'm going to pursue God. Amen. Until there's breakthrough in the spirit, because I want the peace that passes all understanding. Amen. I want that type of peace in my life and in my heart. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a great man of God on a crusade we went on in Brazil. His name's Brother Walmer. Amen. When we go on these crusades, there's a lot of prayer and a lot of fasting that goes into this. A lot of pressing in the spirit. Some of us would pray and fast all year long for these crusades and for these people that God would show up on their behalf and with demonstration and with power. All year long we would press and we would pray and we would fast preparing for these crusades. And we show up there and we have a small, intimate setting and service specifically for the leaders of these crusades. And I remember we would go in there and the power of God would be in there so strong because we had all been pressing and praying for quite some time. And I remember Brother Walmer comes in late at the very back of the sanctuary and so weak. You could see his legs shaking. And they would go back there and one man on either side and put their arms around him and begin to walk him to the front. And they would sit him down. And I remember, wow, he looked so wore out, so tired. And they would set him down and somebody ran over and grabbed a microphone and handed it to him and says, "What is the word of the Lord for us today?" And he stands up, just a shaking, sweat coming down his face. And he leans back and he says, "You've got to fall in love with the fight. You've got to fall in love with the fight." And something got a hold of me in that moment. You know, he wasn't reading a scripture text per se, but he was still communicating in the spirit. He realized that there are lost people in the world. There are people that are dying and going to hell. Yes, we might struggle with some things, but there's a lost people out there. And what are you willing to fight for? How are you willing to fight? How hard are you willing to fight? And he says, "You got to fall in love with the fight." You're not going to get away from this fight. You're not going to get away from it. But you've got to fall in love with the fight, because the victory is already yours. You can fight from a position and a standpoint of victory. You can go into a battle knowing it has already been won, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ has already purchased this victory for you. But you have to know that you're going to fight. And I say, fight the good fight of faith with everything that's within you. Press toward the high mark of the calling of Christ. Hallelujah. Press until you pray through. Somebody's got to pray until there's breakthrough. I'm so tired of seeing dead churches. I'm so tired of seeing the saints of God worn out and lifeless. Hallelujah. When you have access to the power of God, is there anybody in the house that has a fight today? Is there anybody in the house that has a fight within them? The only way that you lose is if you quit. The only way that you lose is if you give up. The only way that you lose is if you walk away. I've been in services where the presence and power of God was falling so strong, seemingly, because people were being touched and moved by the Spirit. And yet sit there and, why am I not feeling anything? Why am I not feeling anything? We go through seasons in our walk with God. There's hips and valleys. Sometimes you're on the mountaintop and sometimes you're in the valley. You know, your praise should not change if you're on the mountaintop or whether you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But too many times we get ourselves in our own thoughts and our own mind, well, if they don't sing that right song, and if I don't feel the Spirit moving all over me, I'm not going to sing, I'm not going to dance. Pray without ceasing and quench not the Spirit. And so I'm practicing, and I encourage all of you to practice with me. That if you're going through these hips and these valleys, the mountaintops and these lows, we're going to give God praise and glory in the high times and in the low times. I'm going to give God praise when I don't feel it. I'm going to give Him praise when I feel it. Hallelujah. And we tell our folks there at Grace of Taylorsville, when do you think that God gets the most glory? We just talked about early this morning that we want to see His glory. When do you think that God receives the most glory? When you're praising Him on the mountaintops or when you're praising Him through the valley? Amen. So even when you don't feel it, you know you have victory. Even when you don't feel it, you can still praise God. Even when you're in the middle of your battle, you can still praise God from the position of victory. Because when you're going through it, the victory is just right there. The victory is right in reach. The victory, I can see it, is right around the corner. And I'm praising God through my storm. I'm praising God through my circumstance. I'm praising Him through the hardship. But I will pray through until there is breakthrough. Hallelujah. Get in your heart today. I'm willing to pray through until there's breakthrough. Hallelujah. And I can't tell you how long that will take for you or for me. I've found that each situation's a little different. But, you know, there's a scripture text that comes to mind where they state, I will rather glory in my infirmities. Ooh. That's a hard one to chew on. But the longer that I'm in this, the more battles and challenges that I face, I've come to realize that I gain something through those challenges. I gain something through those hardships. My relationship with God is more intimate. My trust in God is stronger. My faith in God is being developed through every hardship, through every challenge that I face. And I've come to where I enjoy the fight. I know that sounds crazy. But there were those of us at one time enjoyed the fight in the world too. Oh yeah. Me and my brother were some of those. We enjoyed the fight. And so you can get into a place in God where you're not afraid of the fight. You know, some people, I'm not going to pray and fast because I don't want to stir anything up in the spirit. You know, I don't want to cause any ruckus and to get those devils' attention. I want to get those devils' attention and I want to put them on the run. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the one that strengthens me, redeems me, upholds me, and gives me power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon me. Somebody's got to pray through until there is breakthrough. Somebody's got to pray through until the Spirit of God is unleashed into every situation, every circumstance, and touches every aspect of your life. Hallelujah. If they're going through it, pray through, pray through, pray through, and unleash the power of God on your behalf and walk in the peace and the anointing that God has for you. Oh, brother, how are you dealing with that? I've got the presence of God. How are you doing that? I've spent some time with the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it looks like a storm, but He's taking me somewhere. He's leading me somewhere. Hallelujah. God is leading you somewhere. Don't turn and tuck tail and run the other way. Now is the time to fight the good fight of faith and pursue with everything that is within you. Pursue with everything that's within you. Pray through until there is breakthrough. Pray until the power of darkness is driven back. Hallelujah. If you feel the weight of the darkness of this age and this world creeping in on you, that's your sign to pray. That's your sign to fast. What does that look like? What do you have to push away? And say, I'm pressing through to the presence of God. I don't care how dark it is out there. I'm pressing through. I don't care, hallelujah, how dark it seems. I'm pressing through in the Spirit. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So is it possible that in these fleshly bodies that we are also robed in, we are placed in, can press into the spirit and pull something from the heavenlies into the physical realm, into the physical dimension. There are many people that would say, well, Jesus has already paid the price, so there's nothing else to be done. But Scripture says, this I say then, walk ye in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It goes on to say that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Scripture says that we should put on the armor of light, that we should put on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And how do we do that? We do that by getting into the Spirit. And I know it's challenging. Trust me, I have a fleshly body too, just like you. I know it's difficult at times. But the way that I like to look at this is practice. And practice makes perfect. Right? So get in it, walk in it, pursue it with everything that you've got. Somewhere along the way, you're probably going to mess up. It's going to happen. Probably going to mess up. But get back up and pursue those things again. Get right back in the Spirit of God. Cast off the works of darkness, like we first read. Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. You can do it. You can do it. And people would say, well, that's a lot of legalism. You got to be careful with some of the teachings and things that you hear on the internet. Sometimes I will tell folks, I will say, look, you'll find what you're looking for. You go searching for it, you're going to find what you're looking for. If you're looking for a way out of holiness, you're going to find what you're searching for. But if you're searching for holiness, you're going to find biblical principles about holiness. If you're searching for the kingdom of God, the Bible says you can seek Him and you will find Him. Hallelujah. If the Word of God says to pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, I believe in the Word of God. So I'm going to pursue holiness. I'm going to seek after the Lord Jesus Christ with everything that I've got. And I'm going to pray through everything that comes my way. I'm going to pray through until there's breakthrough. Hallelujah. These are some of the first works that you learn in your journey with God whenever you begin. And if you're not aware of some of these things, I encourage you to get in the game. Get in the fight. Get in the fight. Hallelujah. God's got some things, got some testimonies for you. God has some victories for you that you'll never get to experience until you're willing to go into the fight with Him. I'm always reminded of David in the Psalms, where it mentions, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I love that so much. And I'm reminded of that anytime I go through a little hardship. And then I quote that. If I feel like the devils are trying to attack me, or usually because, and you need to get into this too, stop being on defense, go on offense. It's a lot more fun. But usually it's devils trying to attack the people that we love, the saints of God that are around us. And so you can help get in a fight on their behalf too. But for the individuals that are learning and going through this, and you don't understand why it is that, you know, you're trying to do right, but everything seems to fall apart. You ever experienced that? Try to do the best that I can, but it seems like the harder that I try, the worse it gets. Well, it's because you entered the fight. You entered the fight. Devil's got some strongholds, and he doesn't want to let those things go, and you've now decided to push some of that stuff away. Wait a second, we had control over here. We need to cause a little ruckus. Well, if that's happening with you, you're on the right path. You're in the right fight. And it might take a little bit, but you're going to get victory over that. You know, if it's addiction that you're struggling with, you're going to get victory, or you're going to overcome. If it's depression that you're battling, you're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Hallelujah. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I don't care what you're facing, what spiritual battle you're facing. Yeah, the pastors, the elders are going to be able to pray, and you're going to get that relief. God's going to give grace for that period of time. But then, over time, that devil's going to say, I'm going to give it another shot. I'm going to give it another try. And he's going to come swooping in, and you're like, oh, woe is me. And I'm speaking from experience. Woe is me, for I am unclean. God, you got to help me out of this. Devil's got me. I feel like I'm losing on every side. All the while, the Lord's saying, go a little bit further. Walk with me for a little bit longer. Pull away from me, pull away from those temptations a little bit harder. You can go further. You can go longer. Walk with me through this, and I'm going to carry you through. Amen. So I'm going to end with this. You all stand with me. I'm sorry, I had 8 points, and we barely got through half of one. So I recently took my kids on a hike, and a lot of you are aware that I've done this many times. As a matter of fact, I felt like the Lord had called me specifically on a hike to the top of the mountain. He said, I'm calling you to climb in the spirit. I was asking God to allow me to step out into the deep, because you find in Scripture where the disciples were asking, allow me to come out into the deep. So I spent weeks praying about that, fasting. He says, I'm not calling you to the deep, I'm calling you to climb. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to climb? Well, Lord, I'll tell you this. I'm going to find a mountain, and I'm going to go climb it and see what lessons I can learn on the climb. Well, I learned quite a few lessons on that journey. One that I'm not quite as fit as I used to be. And I don't want to go through that whole part of it, but there are several lessons we can learn. But I decided that now that my kids are of age, I want to take them along this journey and teach them to climb. And there's a lot more to it than just the physical toll that it takes on your body, the weariness that settles in right around the halfway point. I've noticed this. People take the first break or so, everything's good, it's starting to look a little different, I'm going to push a little harder. And so then right around the halfway point, people are like, I don't know if this is worth it. This is too much. I'm getting a little tired now. I'm getting a little wore out. I think this is far enough. Sometimes that's how we are and the things of the Spirit. I'm a little tired now. I've been fighting, I've been praying, I've been fasting. I've been doing everything that I possibly can. But God, I think this is far enough. And so I wanted to teach my kids this principle in the physical, but I hope that it sticks with them one day. It comes to them to make them realize that sometimes we got to press. Even if the people around us start to give up and say this is far enough, I want that testimony, and I want that story to tell from the mountaintop. I want to see and experience things with God, and I want to experience His glory. I want to experience His glory. But too many times people want to stay at the base of the mountain. Just tell me. Tell me what it's like. Can you explain to me everything that you felt, everything that you saw while you're up there? I saw the birds soaring. I saw beautiful colors of the trees across the tops of the mountaintops, and the sun just beating down across the hills and the mountains. I saw beautiful blue skies. I saw the magnitude of God's creation from a different perspective than just being on the ground, to the point that I couldn't even convey to you all the full experience. And sometimes the challenge is tough. Sometimes you can grow weary in this thing. Sometimes you can get to the point where you're ready to walk away and say, no more. And I told my son and my daughter, I said, look how far we've come. Look what we've made it through already. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to give up now. And I want you to understand something today. That it's okay if you get tired. It's okay if it gets difficult. It's okay if you're wore out. You're burnt out. I get it. And it's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a break. But don't you ever quit. Don't you ever give up. Don't ever stop. Keep pursuing. Keep pressing and pray through until you break through. These altars are open today. And if you've been fighting, you've been battling the good fight of faith, if you've had some struggles, if you've had some issues, but you want to get closer to God and you're willing to fight, you're willing to press, you're willing to climb, you're willing to touch Jesus. Now is your time. Now is your opportunity to say, God, I surrender. God, I'm in this fight. God, I'm going to walk with you through every trial. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray today to come.